All right. Episode 125 of the Fair Enough podcast. Bob in Detroit, Michael in Chicago, Jack in Detroit. Darren McCarty is 25.
Darnell Nurse.
Darnell Nurse.
Mark McGuire, 25.
Ooh, one.
Jason Giambi, maybe? I don't remember if he was.
Football players? Running backs? 25?
I don't think so.
Yeah, how is there not
I
one?
Feel like
there
was
has to be one.
Was Reggie Bush 25 ever?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With,
Reggie
with
Bush was
New Orleans?
I think he was 25 with New Orleans. He was 21 with us.
Yeah, but that was at the end of things.
Right. I don't think AP was ever 25. I think he was always 28.
I think he was like 26 at the end, too. But he was, I don't think he was ever 25.
In Washington, or are you just thinking of like Clinton Portis?
Wasn't he 26
like
with
that?
The wasn't he 26 with the fucking Lions?
I think he was 28 with the Lions.
Reggie Bush confirmed 25 with the Saints. Good call,
okay.
Mike.
Good. All right. We were all over that one.
Yeah.
Okay. We are sorry that last week's episode didn't come out until this week. We recorded it, and then Jack had some stuff going on with his computer where he could not even download it. So it wasn't uploading to YouTube properly or Spotify or anything else. So once he gets that part in the mail, shit will be way more fluid like it used to be. But for now, we're kind of uploading shit when we can, but you'll have two episodes this week. Mike has a new job.
No, I don't have a new job.
Mike has a side gig. I don't know what it is. Jack doesn't know what it is. We just heard about it this week, so
yeah,
it's story time.
Yeah, it's just a 10-day side job that I'm doing with my brother. We're painting a gym in at a middle school.
That's full sick.
Full gymnasium. I wouldn't say it's sick. It's
what's the mascot?
Yeah, what is
it? They are the St. Gerald's Titans? No. Giants. They are the Giants.
The Giants. I feel like you don't hear high school Giants. This is elementary school?
It's like a middle school, I think. It could be a full elementary school. I don't know. It could be K through 9 or K through 8. It could be 6 through 8. It could be fucking I don't know. I don't know what goes on there. I'm not going to lie. It's Catholic school. Those guys do weird shit. I don't know what's going on there.
Who knows who's there?
I mean, honestly. So,
am I crazy, though? Do you think, like, Giants is not prevalent through, like, high school, middle school, like, any grade school sports? It's literally the New York Giants and the San Francisco Giants, and that's it.
No, yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. The Little Giants.
And the Little. Yes. Little, the New York, and the San Fran.
Oh, Barry Bonds was 25, dude.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he definitely was. He definitely was. All right. I'm glad we got that one.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right about that. Usually it's an animal. It's a wolf, or it's a fucking Spartan, or it's, you know, the Bears.
Yeah.
We were the Rams.
Why didn't that cross the barrier? Everything else has crossed the barrier.
I don't know. Maybe for the lack of Patriots. Maybe because of the lack of like mascot. You know, like what is a giant?
What is
a giant? Yeah. Where it's like all those other things. It's like you can depict it. You can draw it. You can make it your own, or you can bite off of an NFL team or like a pro team. But the Giants, it's both of them. There is no real mascot. It's San Fran. It just says the SF, and then it says the Giants in the circle. And then New York, it's the fucking Giants across and the NY. Like, they don't have actual logoed mascots to bite off of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who's walking around in a suit, and what suit are they wearing at the Giants games? Jack, can you look up the New York Giants
mascot?
Mascot.
Yeah, if they have one, they might be one of those teams. Like, the Bears don't have cheerleaders. They're one of the few teams, if not the only team in the NFL, that don't have cheerleaders.
They don't?
No.
Never have?
I think they did back in, like, the early 90s, but, like, my lifetime, I believe they never had cheerleaders. Also, one of the only fucking teams that are sponsored by Miller Lite and not Bud Light, but well, that's beside the point. We're talking Giants here. But it could be like that, where they don't have, like, an actual mascot. They probably just have, like, a dog or something. You know what I mean?
They do not have a mascot, and they are one of four teams in the NFL that do not, if you guys want to give a run at it.
That don't have a mascot.
Four teams.
Ooh, this is a good one. This should have been. This should be the double jeopardy at the end of the game today.
By the way, today on the agenda, while we're thinking about this, we basically just had Mike's new job. I had maybe like a Jeff Bezos thing if we wanted to get to it, but then it's Jack has a Jeopardy NFL, or is it just all football?
No, just NFL.
NFL Jeopardy set up for
Mike. I think this is kind of going to like replace the draft that we've been kind of depriving everyone of over the last month, where it's like we've kind of been fucking around this last month. Like, we, you know, whatever. This is going to be kind of like our draft, I think. And then in maybe 2 weeks, we'll give you an actual draft when we come up with something good and we're in the mix of, like, football and whatever.
Yeah, I didn't mind the Jeopardy, though. Building it was fun.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
We can do that
again, too.
And we'll see how long this takes, and fuck it. I like the concept of this that we're going to do, but do the Commanders have a mascot?
They are not on this list. I feel like...
Dude, also, while you keep thinking, Bob, go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
Do the Packers have a mascot?
The Packers do not have a mascot.
Nice. Okay. Good call.
I feel like we can still count the Commanders as the Redskins, though.
So we need to talk about the Redskins. I'm glad that this came up. I'm seeing in the woke liberal media that the like native people are like, there's complaints now that the Redskins logo was representing an actual person, which I believe this was to be known knowledge forever. And now they're saying that it's disrespectful that they got rid of it because that was one of like the few things that still represented this chief, whatever the fuck his name is, on the helmet, on the jersey, as the Redskins. So now they're trying to say like, oh, they should have... They're trying to sue the Washington Commanders to say that they should have never gotten rid of the Redskins. And it's like, dude, we can't have our cake and eat it too here, guys. We need to figure this out. We should have never gotten rid of it. What the fuck are we doing?
I think the problem was that, like, it was the very small, it was like the Twitter minority that doesn't like French toast. And it's like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody likes French toast. Everybody likes the Redskins. But this small Twitter army was loud enough. And then it got it changed. And then the rest of the Native Americans were like, wait a fucking second. Yeah. We like that guy. He was sick.
It's insane, though. I just read that the other day, and I'm glad because I wanted to talk about this, and I forgot. And it's just like, what are we doing with these logos and these mascots? Like, I get the Indians. Like, it was a little bit insensitive, but also it kind of wasn't at the same time. Like, maybe switch the logo up, not be just a red-ass fucking Indian. You know what I mean? Like, maybe just tweak it a little bit and keep the fucking Indians. But
right. Like, the Redskins Indian has a nice tan to him.
Yeah, and I guess Indian, technically, they're not Indians. They're Native Americans, and India as a whole, you know what I mean? So it's like, I guess that name is the only one that I can see it being, like, actually insensitive. But anyways... It's just crazy that these people are like, it's been 3 years and now they're like, oh, let's bring it back. Like, what?
No, it is crazy. And I hope that it does come back. But yeah, I watched that that guy on TikTok does like the history of the helmets.
Oh, the sickest. I wish that guy was back in my feed, man. I need to look him up.
That guy's incredible. But he did the Redskins and he was like showing the guy that they originally painted on the helmet.
Yeah, sick.
And it was sweet. Yeah, it was so fucking sweet.
The Redskins have a pretty sick, like, those yellow helmets they used to have with the R on it, I thought were clean, dude.
I think, like, prime RG3 years were the best Redskins uniforms. That was, like, the end of the 90s, sort of getting a little bit modern. Like, as far as the look goes, like that was the end of kind of the Clinton Portis type of look, or whoever the fuck was playing there, Santana Moss type of look.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a real
good call. I like the busyness of that helmet with the bunch of stripes. How busy like the Native American head was on it was sick. Like,
yeah, they have they've had a good helmet history.
They have. It's a good one.
But who else could it be then? What conference? 1-1
So Bob said Packers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then there's two more.
They are the both of them remaining are AFC.
The Steelers have to be one, no?
Okay, this list is botched. Now I'm thinking of more because the Steelers aren't on this list either.
Well, maybe they got some random.
They
dude.
Might have.
Yeah, yeah, they might have a big star that walks around or something stupid, you know?
Yep, Steven Steeler.
Which I actually, now that you say that, I think there might be something along the lines of like the Purdue, like the Boilermakers, like in that general range, just like a dude that's like, that's their, I think that might be something along the lines.
Just a shredded guy.
Steve Steeler.
The Ravens got one. Browns got the dog. Browns got the dog, right?
I think so.
Bengals obviously have to have a something. Tiger. Yeah. Let's go AFC East.
What about the Saints? Oh, that's NFC. I'm a fucking idiot.
Dolphins?
AFC East. What about the Jets?
The Jets.
Ooh, nice.
Both New York teams. What the fuck are the odds? Got
Patriots definitely have one.
Mm-hmm. Tennessee, they got to have one, right?
Do the Bills not have one?
The Bills have one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm over it. I can't think of
it. Yeah, what's the last one?
Goofy AFC Chargers.
What? They have a horse.
Bolt guy. No, they got the Bolt guy.
Dude, oh,
I don't know.
It's a farce.
Sure, I'm pretty sure, yeah, dude, you're looking at some ghetto shit. I'm pretty sure that their mascot is a horse.
The Bolt guy also might just be a fan, but
I'm
looks
pretty
legit.
Sure the Chargers.
I was reading the AI overview, that's why.
Oh, it is a Bolt guy, though. Yeah, the Bolt man. I wonder if,
Billy
I wonder
Bolt.
If he, Billy Bolt. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe it could be a fan. Anyways, what is this Elon Musk thing you said? What?
I got a Jeff Bezos thing, but now I'm kind of itching to get into the Jeopardy.
The Jeopardy? Well, make it quick. I mean, is it something that we're going to talk about for 20 minutes? I mean.
No, we don't have to. I just saw this thing on Twitter today, or actually it was on Instagram. It was if Jeff Bezos spent $1 million every day, it would take him 544 years to go broke. He's got like $200 billion or something like that. And then I was just like thinking about how absurd that is. And then I was thinking about what if he just gave every person in America that like wasn't a rapist or a murderer like $1 million? What do you think would happen to the country?
Oh, it would be bad.
Wouldn't that be fucking wild?
It would be so bad.
Oh, it'd hit the fan so quick.
Yeah, it would be so bad. They would fucking the government would be in shambles. There's no way we'd be out. We'd own everything that they have to offer. There wouldn't be left on the shelf.
What do you think the percentage of that money given? Like what percent do you think would go towards luxury items? Like Lamborghini or like sick clothes, not even like houses. I won't even count because that could be like an investment.
So if everyone got a milli,
if everybody got a milli and said like, all right, you get to do whatever you want with this. I bet you 60% or more would be to like luxury type of items.
I bet you it would be, I don't know if it would be all the way to the extent of like Lambos and shit. Cause that would be like a quarter of your money, but like, I definitely think, like, there would definitely be a lot of, like, everyone would have a hot tub.
Think of how many stupid people there are in this country.
Yeah.
Like, people would be just buying the craziest shit, dude.
That'd be awesome, though, to just fucking, all right, here, take, like, 100,000 of that and just blow it, and you'd have everything you wanted. And then all of a sudden, you still got 900G just sitting around waiting for you to do something with it.
Wouldn't it be crazy to have that power if you're Jeff Bezos? Just be like, I could just put $1 million into everybody's Amazon account and then just die. Just jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
And just watch the world fucking burn.
Seriously though. I mean, dude, like I can't even fathom what would happen to the country though, right? Like it would be fucked, right? Like, I mean, we'd all be having a great time, but like overall we'd be in shambles, right?
Yeah, I think people would start like building fucking forts. People would start like trying to buy the Batman car. Like people would be gearing up for war for some reason, but, I think, if everybody had a million.
And even if like 30% of those people actually invested it properly, all of a sudden they're 30% of the fucking nation would just be half billionaires in like fucking 5 years.
Yeah, maybe it just completely gets rid of the middle class. We're way in the weeds here. Let's do some NFL Jeopardy. Let's talk about some shit we can actually grasp.
Yeah, that was hurting my brain a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Yep. Because we always do that. We always take it to a place that it doesn't need to go because we let our brain wander.
Yeah, we're like a comedian that just like could have ended the joke at like the perfect time, but just keeps the story rolling and no one knows what the fuck we're talking about anymore.
Yep, we have no feel for a story.
Yeah. And I'm sober too. Like I'm not even stoned. If I was high, it would be a wrap on what that story could have gotten into.
I'm a little stoned, and that's why I was kind of like, I got to stop myself from going there.
Yeah. I was going to take an edible, but then I sat down and I watched Hard Knocks real quick just in case you wanted to talk about it. And I forgot to take my edible. I was like, damn it.
I didn't watch it. I didn't have time.
It was
good. I tried to watch it last night, but let's talk about it next week for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's fine.
Talk about both of them. All right, Jack. How do we do this thing?
All right, gentlemen. Wait, who am I? Alex Trebek. Wait, did he die?
Yep. Yes. R.I.P. Now you're.
But you're not the guy that won. That guy's an ugly fuck. I don't like him.
Oh, all right.
You could be Aaron Rodgers.
He's Drew Carey.
Yeah. But yeah, Alex Trebek.
All right. So we have four categories here. Yards, general, rookie of the year, and Super Bowl.
Okay. Rookie of the year is going to be a problem for me. Holy fuck. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They are 100, 200, 300, and 400 points. So there are 16 total questions. Winner wins.
Okay.
All right. Who gets to lead off?
Who does get to lead off?
Flip a coin, do something. I don't give a fuck. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter.
I'll lead off.
Yeah, you can just let Bob lead off.
All righty.
What are the categories again?
Yards, general, rookie of the year, and Super Bowl.
So, when you say general, I'm assuming. I mean, not to give any away, but it's just general football knowledge.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Like, wouldn't necessarily fit into just one of the other categories.
Give me yards for 100.
Yards for 100. The 2015 leader in rushing yards.
Can I answer?
Yeah.
Who is David Johnson?
It is not David Johnson.
Like that poll, Michael?
I don't like that poll. I have an answer, and I think I'm 2 years short about it, so I'm trying to think it over here. 2015. 2015. I got two answers, and I think they're both too early. I'm going to go, who is Arian Foster?
It is not Arian Foster.
I think he led in 2013.
I was going to say, that was what I was thinking was 13 for him.
Can we do two guesses a person?
Yeah, sure. You guys can run it back.
Just to give it some depth, because that's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the 100. You guys are so fucked.
Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me Le'Veon Bell.
Ooh, it is not Mr. Bell.
Fuck. Thought that was it. 100%. I was so confident.
I'm going to stay in that division, I think, and go Ray Rice, Baltimore Ravens.
Not Mr. Rice.
I think.
Who was it?
Right. Who was it?
It's AP.
Oh, that's too easy. God, we were way in over our head on that. We were thinking way too cute.
He had over
1,400 yards that year.
Damn.
Animal.
All right.
All right.
Michael's board.
It's Michael's board.
Let's go Super Bowl for 100.
Super Bowl for 100. Who won the very first Super Bowl?
The Green Bay Packers.
In 1967. Yes. The GBPs.
Should have went. Fucking Super Bowl.
All right. Damn, he went all the way back to the fucking first. Granted, that's an easy question, but now I don't know what's gonna happen. Let's stay on Super Bowl for 200.
Super Bowl for 200.
It's like, who won Super Bowl 16?
Yeah, it's just that who won Super Bowl 2? He just says, Jack, you prick. You prick.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Super Bowl for 200. Which four teams have never been?
Have never been. Do you want me to give you, can I write all four of them down and then give them to you all at once, or just give them to you one at a time, and once I miss, you can.
Oh, I get a rebuttal if he misses.
Yeah, I know, but I.
Yeah, I think this has to be a written.
This was saying, let me write
a
down
written,
four
and
of
Jack
them.
Will tell you if you're right or wrong, and that way I don't know which ones are right or which.
Yeah,
ones
exactly.
Are.
I'll just give you four. Mm-hmm. Man, this is so tough. They had to have went, right? So that deletes that. Okay.
Yeah, this one's tough. The fourth team.
Yeah, I think I got two locked in for sure, but I don't know the next two. I got three written down. Let me think. Okay, they've all been. I'm drawing a blank on teams.
Clock is ticking.
Hold the fuck on.
How much time do we get?
Give me
you might least, have to give us a timer.
Give me at least 30 more seconds. All right. Fuck, man. I can't even think of a fourth team, literally. This is embarrassing. All right. I'm going to go.
Toss it out there.
So I got the Browns, Lions, Chargers, and the fucking Jacksonville Jaguars.
That is not the correct list.
God, that's gotta be fucking close, dude.
I got Browns, Jags, Lions, Texans.
Oh, no.
That is the correct list.
Fuck the Texans.
I thought of it at the very end. I was like, yes, that's it.
God damn it. I knew I had three of them. You fuck.
Come on. Dude, give me the lead.
I put the Jags before I put the Jags last to make it seem like. Like, that was the one I couldn't think of. Like, I just threw out the fucking Chargers. I was trying to throw you off because I. Damn it. Good call. Good. Damn it. I'm proud of both of us, though.
Oh, yeah. We were all over that one. We should be. That was kind of a layup.
Not really.
I'm up 200 to 100. So far, we're scoring in the Super Bowl category. Let's move over. Give me general for 100. What's going on in general?
General from 100 is. A repeat from now a week ago. This fact was said. Who had the longest win streak?
And I don't fucking remember who it was. It's some goofy ass team.
Okay, first of all, the 4-team one, you get more time than the 1-team one.
I 100% agree.
I think you get 30 to a minute. I mean, depending on how, if we can keep a little bit of banter going.
Dude, this is so fucking tough.
You mother bitch.
All right, I have an answer. Give me the who are the LA Rams?
It is not the LA Rams.
Who are the Indianapolis Colts?
They are. Yeah, that's what it was. That's bullshit.
Yeah. All right. I mean, the fact that it was just a memorization question.
Yep, it was. I like mine it, was not there.
No. No. We're gonna go. We're going to go general for 200.
General for 200.
I'm dreading what, the year.
What year was the first female ref hired?
Damn shame it ever happened, to be honest. No, I'm just kidding.
What? Where is she?
I'm going to say... What is?
Fuck. I believe it's when ago. Was.
What is? When was 2019?
I don't know. When was it?
It is not 2019.
Damn. Let me go. 2015. We're moving things along.
2015 is the correct answer.
Let's go, what? Michael. That was a layup. What do you mean?
Are you serious? That was a layup?
Dude, I couldn't wait to spit that one out.
That can't be true.
I always talk about that first game in 2015.
The second the Texans won
the first female.
Yeah, dude. I saw that ponytail bouncing. I was like, what do we have here? All right.
This is fucking wrong, dude.
I'm up 200. 400 to 200 right now. Give me, and I'm going for another layup. This better actually be a layup. Give me rookie for 100.
Rookie for 100. The year Marshawn Lynch was drafted.
Wow, that's a question.
Did he play with Rodgers? There's no way.
No idea.
Was drafted. When was he driving the cart? What year was that?
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Was he the rookie of the year, I'm assuming, for that year? He had to have been. If he's asking a question about him. Or if it was just years, people were rookies.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of random rookie years. Give me... 2009 for Marshawn Lynch.
It is not 2009.
Wow.
So, the Saints won the Super Bowl. Okay. So, he was with the Bills. I'm going to say 2007.
It is 2007.
Wow, good pull, Michael.
I'm going to keep getting the 100 fucking point questions, though.
You knew. So the Saints won the Super Bowl in 2009. So you knew that he played for the Bills before then?
So I'm pretty sure that, okay, this could be all wrong, but it's just all in my head. I think that was the year that he had that fucking crazy ass run, or it was like the year after that. Remember when he had the run where he fucking broke like 15 tackles?
Yeah.
And I think that was like his
first year with the Seahawks or something?
I think that was his first year with the Seahawks, and I think he had that was where my head was at. Like, okay, he played Buffalo, whatever.
So that would have been 09.
I think so. And once you said 09 and it was wrong, so I was like, okay, because I was between 07 and 08. And I think you kind of, I was like, ah, let's go 07 because it seemed like
it, made it had sense. To be earlier than 09.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. In my head, at least. Okay.
All right.
Let's go yards for 200.
Yards for 200. A dominant receiver. This man led the NFL in receiving yards in the year 2011.
I mean,
say that one more time.
The 2011 leader in the NFL for receiving yards.
I mean, is this this much of a layup? Is it? I mean, AP was. I'm gonna go. Who is Calvin Johnson?
No,
fuck.
Not that much of a layup.
Damn, that's what I would have went with. So I'm glad that you took it.
I mean, that was right in the wheelhouse of those years when he was a dog.
Yep.
Because what year did he break the record?
I thought it was. Not yet. It might be. It might have been 2010. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe 12.
Give me. Give me Dez Bryant.
That's an insane. It's
not Dez.
So we're getting two cracks at this or no?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Dominant receiver, he says. I think this is the year they went to the Super Bowl. Who is Larry Fitzgerald?
It's not Mr. Fitz.
Fuck! I think he led the league twice or something like that in his career.
I think I might have it. This might be too early, but.
I think I might have it also. Fuck.
Julio Jones?
It is not Jones.
Wow. Was it Andre Johnson?
No, it's Mr. Walker.
Okay. What? Wes Welker?
Yeah.
Wes Holy Welker?
Fuck. You can't. That question was absolutely loaded.
Yeah, it was.
A dominant receiver? Yes, he was that dominant.
No.
When I heard dominant, I thought of like go up and fucking Randy Moss a motherfucker.
Immediately,
dude.
I was like, who are the biggest guys with extra calf muscles in the NFL?
Oh my goodness. All right. Am I still up because we got that wrong or no?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Is that how we did it on the first one? Yep. I don't think that's
still four. It's 400 to 300. I'm still up.
Yeah, I know.
Or is it my turn? You're saying you went after me?
I think the first time I went, but I think in real Jeopardy rules, the person that asked was supposed to go again, but we already juiced it. So I think you should be up technically.
Give me yards for 200, please. Max!
Yards
get
for
over here, son.
Yards for 200.
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, give me rookie for 200.
Rookie for 200.
1 second.
Dog dribbles.
Yeah. I knew this was going to be tough, but it's what you need to do.
Dude,
some
of them are like complete.
Yeah, no,
like
for sure.
You just kind of got to go for an answer.
Oh, 100%. You just got to know the era a little bit and just kind of assume.
Yeah.
All right,
what was it? Say it again.
All right. Rookie of the year for 200. A Chicago Bear, Devin Hester, broke the record for return touchdowns in his rookie season. How many return touchdowns did he get?
There's two numbers that come to my mind, and I'm going to be so pissed when I get this wrong.
This is 2006.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I would have had the year right if I was guessing what.
I thought you were going to say he broke the record with what team at the end. I think it was like Atlanta or some shit. I was hoping you said that. Go ahead there, Robert.
Give me... And this is punt and kickoff, obviously,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Dude, I think I know this, and I hope I fucking do. Even if you get it right, I just want to be right.
Give me six? Did he do it six times?
It's not six.
Give me seven.
It's not seven.
Is it nine?
No.
Okay. Well, how many was it? Eight?
Five.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It was five.
Five of them. Damn it. I thought it was seven, man.
Wait, what did I say?
You said six.
Ha. Huh, that was what I was between, was five and six.
Oh, we didn't give a second crack at it. That one was weird. You can't.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not enough answers. Okay.
Okay, all of the 100 and 200 questions are gone.
Beautiful. All right, let's go general for 300.
General for 300. How long was the longest ever field goal?
Give me 64 yards, Justin Tucker.
It is Justin Tucker, but it is not 64.
Give me 65 yards.
He no.
What do you mean? It is.
66 yards.
Oh.
66? Oh, yeah. My God. I thought it was 64. No.
By Jay Tucks in 20.
I knew the name, too. That's so annoying. I thought it was.
I was at the game.
Yeah, I was very confident in that answer.
Yes, he hit the bottom post, and it flicked over, and we fucking lost. It's the most heartbreaking thing you'll ever see. But I swear it was 65. That's crazy.
I lost audio.
You still hear us like this?
Uh-oh.
Can we pause this?
Yep.
Yep.
And then reset it.
There you go. Now Jack knows where to pause it.
We might have to literally stop this.
Why?
And then start again.
Turn your other speakers on, like your laptop speakers.
I mean, I can't hear you guys at all, so. It doesn't allow me to.
The freak?
Because of my, on the call settings, because we're recording, it won't let me, it won't let me change anything, so it's the audio output is only voice.
You good?
Oh, we're good.
Pisses me off.
So, who's up?
We
just missed on general 300.
And then we missed on,
That was it.
That was it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. We didn't do three rookies of the year?
No.
Okay, good. All right, cool.
Give me yards for 300.
Yards for 300. This one's kind of a layup. Kind of a layup for the era. 1998.
Yeah. Leader. Tell everybody it's a fucking layup, Alec. You fuck.
It is. The 1998 leader for passing yards.
That is not a layup.
Negative. It simply ain't a layup. Fuck, man.
We need to come up with the final Jeopardy, though, like where we can wager all of our points.
All right, man. I have a guess. Give me John Elway.
It is not John Elway.
First thing that came to my mind is who is Kurt Warner, greatest show on turf.
Not Kurt Warner.
Fuck. I thought that was good. I thought that was a good fucking guess.
Hmm. 1998. If this was like Brad Johnson or something, I'd be
so mad. I got a good guess. I think this might be it. Hopefully you don't get this right.
98.
I don't think this is a layup, though, because if this is the right answer, it's definitely, like in my head, if this is the right answer, not a layup.
Most passing yards. Give me God. Was it Peyton? When did Peyton get to the
Colts? Oh, is that your answer?
Yeah. Give me Peyton. I don't have
not Peyton.
Who is Steve Young?
It is Mr. Brett.
Oh my God.
Dude, I was thinking, I was like, could it be Favre? No. And I was like, Favre's too early.
That was
Brett Favre.
That was a layup for sure.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
98 throws you off, though.
98 does throw you off.
Seems old.
98. Isn't that when they won? Pretty sure that is when they won. Because then Elway won, when I they think, won. 99, 2000.
That is when they won. That sucked, dude, because that was a fucking – Desmond Howard won the Heisman in 97 and then won the Super Bowl his rookie year. That should have been layup city.
That was layup for sure. Fuck, this is a bold move, Cotton. But I'm going to go general for 400. 66, motherfucker, dude.
Actually, no, I stand corrected. Charles Woodson won in 97. Dez won in 95.
Mm.
So I wasn't that off.
Okay. General for 400. The largest win margin. It's happened twice. What was it?
Dude, it was that fucking Broncos-Dolphins game like last year. What the fuck was the score? 56 points. Final answer.
No, sir, not 56.
Fuck. I thought it was 66 to 10. I guess I'm wrong. Fuck.
Give me 55 points.
It was 59 points,
damn.
And it happened in 1976 when the Rams defeated the Falcons, and it happened in 2009 when the Pats beat the Titans.
Can we put a note on to look up that Denver-Miami game and see if it was 56? Because if that's the case, I'm happy. It's a win in my book.
That was a big one.
Yeah, it had to be top five for sure.
Yep.
Okay, you're up, brother.
I'm up.
Yes, sir.
What was that one?
That was
a 70 to 20 win.
Oh, 70 to
50 point.
I thought it was 66 to 10 for some reason.
Give me Super Bowl for 300.
You know, this kind of sucks because we have no fucking points. We've missed so many questions.
We got to get them. We got to be better next time.
Yeah, we do.
I didn't know which way to structure this question. So if you hate the way it's structured, just know I thought about it. the Bills of Buffalo went to four straight Super Bowls. Which 4 years was it? Which 4 year stretch?
Why would that be so badly worded?
Because I was going to ask which team went to only four, or which only team went to four. But then I was like, that's not a 300 level question. I feel like
are we getting two cracks at this one?
I think we only get one crack at this one. Because if we're close, it's like I think we both have a range that we're thinking, and it's gonna be like we're gonna be one off from each other if I had to guess right now. So
if
it's
you
like,
guys are both way off, then we'll go two.
I don't think we're gonna be way off.
All right, I got my guess. I'm going. Fuck, dude, I could go 1 year earlier or later, honestly.
Yeah, that's kind of where my head's at.
Give me 89, 90, 91, 92.
It is not 81 or 89 to 92.
So I had it a little bit before your head. I was going to say, fuck it. I'm actually going to go one year off only. I'm going to go 91 being the last Super Bowl. And then whatever the fuck. No.
So 88, 89, 90, 91.
No, sir.
Damn, that's what I was going to go with first. What was
it? I thought the Cowboys beat him in 91 or something like that.
91 to 94.
Damn.
Oh, so we. Damn.
That was the way I was actually going to go. Like, I was going to go 90 to 93, I think, if I would have had a second guess at it.
Damn. I thought 91 was the last one. Damn, that was a tough ass question. But that was a good question, though. And I thought that was very appropriate.
Yep.
Yeah, that
go
was
ahead, Michael.
Just really tough. Because yards have been a goddamn nightmare. Let's go.
Yards just been tough.
Dude, the yards for 400 is, I mean, you're just not going to get it.
Let's go fucking Roy for 400.
Roy for 400. There's also Roy for 300 available if you want it.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go Roy for 300 then. My bad. I thought that was
all right. All right. Dan Marino in 1983 debuted in his rookie season. He played only 9 games, but had a whopping how many touchdowns?
This fucking guy, dude.
Hint, they were 7-2 under Marino in his rookie year.
Next time we're doing 2000 and forward.
I was gonna say next time let's do something that's in our lifetime so it's a little more competitive. Yeah. All right, so 9 games. I'm gonna go with 34 touchdowns.
No, sir.
Darn it.
Give me 25 touchdowns.
20 touchdowns through 9 games.
20.
I don't like his fucking hints, bro. A whopping how many touchdowns? 20. He had 2 a game only.
2 a game.
The fuck?
We were right to say that he wasn't Trebek. He's no Trebek.
God, no. You're the worst. You're deceiving us. Dominant receiver, Wesley Welker.
Wes Welker was crazy.
So all it's right, still give me it's 400 to 300 right now. 400 to 300?
It's still 400 to 300. Yep. Holy we've missed like 6 straight.
Yeah.
It's
you guys aren't going to get any of these last 3.
Let's bury yards. Just give us yards so we can at least hear it.
All right. All right. For the 2004 season, a dominant Chad Ochocinco. Was ranked what amongst his fellow receivers for yards amongst the season?
Was ranked what?
What rank was Chad Ochocinco in 2004 in terms of receiving yards?
Okay.
That goes 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I think we understand what rank
means. Yeah. I get it now.
Yeah.
These are horrible.
Give me number 4 for Chad Ochocinco.
Ooh, not number 4. Sorry.
First of all, this is not my answer, but if it's number 1, I'm punching him square in the fucking face. That's
Dude, 100%.
What I'm going to say is number 7.
All right. You guys are both incorrect. He was 3rd in receiving yards in the year 2000.
I don't know.
I was way off with what was I thinking with 4th?
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude, this fucking all right,
there's
shit.
2 questions left.
All right.
We got 1 rookie of the year.
Let's go Super Bowl for 400.
All right.
Let's just try
this
to get actually, one of these, Mike.
Yeah, try to get one. Cool it's a question. Team game at this point.
Yeah.
All right. There have been matchups or rematches in the Super Bowl, like the same for consecutive years. How many have there been?
Yeah, I knew that was going to be the answer to the fucking question. Okay.
You're not up.
Yeah, but let's think through this thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys might as well work as a team for these last two.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Bills and the fucking Cowboys played back to back.
I was going to say, we might as well count one in there.
I think they had one of those. Did San Fran go back? I don't even know if they went back to back.
San Fran might have played somebody a couple times. I don't know. Did the Packers and Cowboys ever play outside of, like, the Ice Bowl?
I don't know.
They wouldn't have played. That would have been an NFC Championship. Never mind.
Who did Denver play? They played Atlanta, I think, one year when they went back-to-back. Was it? No, because Atlanta didn't win one. I think they beat Atlanta.
We're not going to do this.
Well, let's just guess a round number here. Let's guess. I would say less than five.
Yep. Four?
I would say three or four.
Give us four, Jack.
Let's go four for 400.
Nine times.
Holy wow. Shit. See, we had to realize back in the fucking day, though. It was probably Cowboys Packers six times in a row back in fucking 1920. You know what
it
I mean?
It probably was.
Yeah.
All right, give us the rookie question.
Nine times? It's like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he's just like, he's been missed school nine times. Nine times.
All right. Defensive back Ronnie Lott, who set the standard for cornerbacks in the league.
You better just ask what fucking team he plays for, because I swear to God, if it's how many interceptions he had, I'm fucking coming through the screen right now.
It's gonna be, dude. He already knows.
Look at him laughing. He's cackling. No one can see him laughing, but he's laughing his balls off right now.
All right. Should I ask you what team you played on?
No,
I was going to fucking ask you.
Ask your question. This is your game. This is your game. I apologize. I'm just fired up.
Ronnie Lott, a defensive back who set the standard for backs for the rest of the history of the NFL. His debut season in 1981 for the San Francisco 49ers had how many interceptions in his rookie year?
Literally spot on.
What do you think, Bob? I would say between five and seven, probably.
Dude, I don't know now because it could be 12 or whatever the last answer was.
There's no way, dude. There's no way there's 12.
Yep. All 48 Super Bowls have been played between the Packers and Patriots.
Here's your hint. It's not 12.
Okay. I have an idea.
What's your idea?
I'm going to keep it to myself. You go ahead and guess.
Okay. I'm going to say seven. Lucky number seven. Ben Roethlisberger.
Seven interceptions. Michael wins.
What were you thinking, Bob?
You're not going to believe me.
You were thinking seven?
Yep.
Let's go. Uh-huh. All right. Well, how about this? So it's 400 to 300 right now, or we can say 800 to 700 because we both got 400 on that one. Find any random question that's relevant within the last 5 years, something that's relatively it's like a closest to, like kind of like a Price is Right type thing. Give us a question. We'll wager our points. We'll do one final Jeopardy, call it a day, as we critique how badly you did and how we're going to reform this and make it way more fun and not so goddamn difficult.
The crazy part is that it started nicely.
Yeah. I think if you stayed on or something that was more dialed, like we needed like a year range or like this Pittsburgh wide receiver led the league in yards in 2017. Okay, Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, where you give a little bit of a hint, not this dominant receiver, Wes Welker.
Every question, the guy was either dominant or he set the standard.
Yeah.
That was our two Jack's adjectives for every guy.
These are Super Bowl heroes.
I did love that. I mean, that was super fun, but I think sticking to names more than like the actual stats would be just a little more fun. But I still, I like it this way too, if you can keep finding questions. But let's stay within a year range, like a certain year range going forward.
Okay. I have a very, actually, no, never mind. That's another question where it's just like, you kind of got to guess.
This is tough to do on the fly.
It is.
Well, look up fucking. Yeah, I guess you could just not do a Final Jeopardy and we can just call it a day. But that was fun. I had fun with that. Very difficult, yeah, though.
We just got to get out of the Ronnie Lotts of the Dan Marinos.
And... even Brett Favre's kind of like.
Yeah, even yeah, definitely. 98 Favre, I want nothing to do with. Give me 08 Favre.
Or you got to give a better hint in the question so we actually can, like, boil it down to, hey, you know, oh, this NFC Central quarterback led the league in passing in 1998. Then we're like, okay, there's four teams. We can figure that out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where the hint is actually beneficial without giving it completely away.
That was funny as fuck, though. No, he was 33. I was like, was Cheeseburger Eddie Lacy ever 25? I feel like one of the Packers running backs was 25. Was Amon Green 25?
Dude, I think Amon Green might have been 25, but Eddie Lacy was 27, dude. So you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, he was. You're right.
33, Aaron Jones might have been 33.
Yep.
Amon Green might have been 25. Or maybe, no, I think you might be right.
Who am I thinking? I'm thinking of James Starks, who was 44, right?
No, oh, that's a for the, fucking. You're going
for the Packers.
I don't know. You're going way. You know who you know who was 25. Who was that dude who played Roy Helu? Remember Roy Helu? I believe for the Redskins.
Yeah,
I think he was 33. But they had a 25. They had a 25.
We
for
got
sure.
33 on the brain right now.
I do think they had a 25 though. Was Chris Thompson? Was he 25? He might have been 23. I don't know. Either way.
You got anything, Jack? All right.
No.
We're calling it. We're going to try again. We'll try to do Jeopardy. We'll try to do Jeopardy again before the NFL season.
Yeah.
About that. Definitely. Or we can do it week one. Week one of the NFL season. We'll do more Jeopardy.
Yeah. We'll do modern Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Modern Jeopardy.
Even
sure.
If you did it, like, if we just did last year, that it would still be hard as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, stats for last year, you'd be like, what, you know?
Yeah, but I like the, like, oh, this could be like Jamal Charles of the world.
No,
those
I agree. Speaking
too,
of,
you know?
Jamal Charles, number 25.
There we go.
There we go. That's how we end that podcast.
It's kismet.
Right.
All right. Episode 125 is a wrap. Jamal Charles, we will see you guys next week.
Peace.